now see it to you, sir, that your teaching excellence is a credit to this institution, an inspiration to students, an example that I hope will be emulated by all in the furtherance of the ideals for which Thomas Jefferson stood. Thank you all, Mr. Chairman. I've finished my part in your program.
Mr. President, you've just begun your work. I'm pleased, indeed, that the members of the cabinet of our state system landed safely, and although late, they are here. I would like at this time to recognize the Honorable Lloyd Christian, Superintendent of Public Instruction. Will you please stand? The Honorable Fred O. Dickinson, better known to us as Bud, the Comptroller of the State of Florida. That gentleman that keeps us in groceries, the Honorable Doyle Connor, Secretary of Agriculture. And yes, unless my eyes are failing, I see Mary and John Champion back there. Will you please stand? President of Florida State University. I know there are probably others that I should have recognized today. I'm indeed sorry if I've omitted anyone. But before we conclude this ceremony, I would like to say, on behalf of the Board of Regents of the State of Florida, that progress in higher education at this university and at all other state universities in our system would be completely impossible and unattainable if it were not for the dedicated and understanding legislators of our state who are interested in and support higher education. They are the people who provide the money through which these programs are conducted. And I say to you, the people of Florida, you have a responsible body representing you in both the Senate and the House of our government. These men are keenly alert of the changes taking place in our society and in our economy and in our educational programs. And we are indeed fortunate that at the coming session of the legislature, we will have the distinction to lead the Senate, the Honorable Jack Matthews of Jacksonville, Florida, and to lead the House, the Honorable Fred Schultz, also of Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know whether either of those gentlemen are present here today, but if they are, I hope they'll stand up. Honorable Jack Matthews. And now, if the band will play our alma mater, everybody stand. concludes the inaugural ceremony, except for the benediction. And after the benediction, I will appreciate if the audience would still stand until the guests on the podium have departed. We'll now have the benediction by Rabbi Simon Kubernetz of Miami. Rabbi Kubernetz.
Dear Lord and Father of all men, we thank thee this day which renews our hope and brings us fresh faith. Accept our heartfelt gratitude for the gift of these memorable exercises, which brings added joy and meaning to our lives. Strengthen him who consecrates himself at this hour as the president of this distinguished university. Imbue him with the spirit of sincerity, of modesty, and reverence for thee. Inspire him with love of truth, and cause thy grace to rest upon him, that by example he may lead us to ever greater achievements. Endow him with understanding heart, that he may use his powers of thought for the enhancement of our university. Give him the zeal and the courage to lift his voice as a trumpet, so that he may pronounce and promote the goals and the aspirations of the students, the faculty, and the administration. Bless him with the gift of heart and mind to lead us in the pursuits of excellence and achievement. Bless thou his going out and his coming, that in all ways he may find favor in thy sight and the eyes of the upright in heart. Be also, Almighty God, with all those who labor in behalf of this glorious university and who assemble here this morning to pledge our loyalty and devotion to our new president. Through him may we be strengthened in our devotion to the cause of higher education and to the continued growth and development of this institution. May the unity of purpose direct all our endeavors so that the University of Florida may be worthy of thy presence and of thy favor. May this memorable event stir us to meet our duties with renewed vigor and determination. As citizens of a great and powerful nation and state, may the heritage of our land stimulate us to foster those ideals and those virtues which make our country not only a land of freedom and equality, but a nation truly great because of the contributions of its young people. Towards this goal of an educated and enlightened citizenry, do we commit our hearts, our minds, and our resources. Through the inspired leadership of our new president, may this university pursue a course of excellence and achievement so that we may better serve thee, our nation, and our state. And therefore, Almighty God, may this hour ever be a fountain of inspiration and encouragement to us. We ask thy blessings upon our new president. Uphold his hands with faith, his voice with courage, and his leadership with devotion. May this be a blessing. Amen.
Thank you so much for coming.